23 hours.
Counselor says the gambling among married women are fueling divorces in Lusaka communities. Flooding hits Kawama residents in Kitwe, community appeals for help. In African news, Madagascar cyclone death toll hits 40 and 16,000 displaced. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A marriage counselor from Chipata Compound in Lusaka, Mercy Sankalimba, has advised married women to avoid gambling, warning that the practice is contributing to rising divorce cases in many households. Speaking to Koma Radio News, Mercy Sankalimba said most marital challenges in the community stem from the growing addiction of gambling among married women. She has explained that in some cases women gamble money left by their husbands for household expenses in an attempt to increase the funds, a practice that often leads to financial strain and conflict in marriages. Mr. Sakalimba notes that the increasing trend of gambling among married women has become a major factor behind many divorces reported in the community. The government has suspended all livestock imports from South Africa following the outbreak of foot and mouth disease. The Minister of Fisheries and Livestock has confirmed the development in a statement to Kombon Radio News. Principal Public Relations Officer Benny Munyama announced that all permits for clothed and hoofed animals have been revoked with immediate effect. Mr. Munyama explains that the suspension also covers livestock feeds, trophies, skins, hides, and hooves originating from South Africa. He has emphasized that dairy products and other cloven-hoofed animal products will only be considered under strict international health code measures.
I can confirm that the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock, through our Department of Veterinary Services, has with immediate effect suspended all livestock import permits from South Africa following the outbreak of foot and mouth disease in that country. So our Department of Veterinary Services, led by our director, Dr. Charles Maseka, has since announced the following measures. Importation of all cloven-hoofed animals from South Africa has been suspended with immediate effect. Importation of livestock feeds, trophies, hides, skins and hooves from South Africa will not be allowed in the country with immediate effect. Issuance of permits for the importation of cloven-hoofed animal products, such as dairy products from South Africa, will be suspended unless strict mitigation measures are undertaken in accordance with the conditions as provided for in the Terrestrial Animal Health Code of OIE Volume 2 of 2025.
Residents of Kawama in Kitwe have appealed to relevant authorities to urgently intervene following persistent flooding in the area. Speaking on behalf of the residents, Emmanuel Mukuka told Community News that the problem has continued to affect the community during the rainy season. Mr. Mukuka says that most residential yards are currently flooded due to the lack of a proper drainage system, a situation that has made living conditions difficult for many households. He, however, expressed appreciation that the area councillor recently visited Kawama to assess the impact of the floods on the community, adding that residents remain hopeful their challenge will soon be addressed.
Ma challenges tuwe kuatako ni ameishi reingira sana mayadi mo especially that the area palia meishi reflu sana na ba area councillor wa banda walisa kuwaisa mwana lena meishi na atisupa sana so tuingatrefa ako uteko watu afuilisha ako in terms of road network na ma drainages so that hii problem tatuakula kwa ata during rain season.
The Executive Director of Youth Changing the Mindset, Comfort Mwansa, has expressed concern over rising HIV infections among young people in Zambia. The organization is urging youths to know their HIV status, practice safe sex or abstain, avoid multiple sexual partners, and stay away from substance abuse. Speaking in an interview with Combo Radio News, Mr. Mwansa says the organization is conducting school and community sensitization programs, peer education, voluntary testing, and anti-stigma campaigns. He has also called on the Ministry of Health of Zambia and other stakeholders to strengthen youth-friendly services, expand access to HIV testing and condoms, and collaborate in building a healthier generation.
Your future is important and you need to protect it. As an organization, in eradicating the escalating numbers of HIV, we are also conducting school and community sensitization programs, peer education, and also encouraging HIV testing while fighting stigma in the community. We also want to urge the Ministry of Health to strengthen the youth-friendly services, increase access to testing and condoms, and also expand comprehensive sexuality education.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, Chokako. Bwana ama bwana afika.
Oh, so ndo bwana ama bwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Max Simwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.